Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, here at the round table with mothers and daughters from around the world. Welcome to a beautiful Saturday morning. I'm telling you, South Florida is gorgeous. It's nice. Great day. I'm looking out at the sun and haven't been outside. I'm sure it's good and warm as usual. So I just want to say wherever you are, just know this is a great day. You're up and about. God has blessed you, and we just want to thank him for that. Father God, we just thank you for a beautiful day. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to mothers and daughters around the world. Father, mothers and daughters share a common denominator, and that's recreation, that's nurturing. You picked us, designed us for a specific reason, and that is to recreate, to bear, and have the children, and to raise them. So Father God, I ask for a special blessing for every mother this morning. Mothering is not an easy job. We're not perfect people, and we're always trying to figure out if we're doing it right. So we just ask this morning that you would touch the mind, the heart, and the soul of every mother around the world, and let her know that you're not expecting her to be perfect. You're just expecting her to lean on you. Whenever there's a doubt, she don't know what to do, she can always come and ask, and she shall receive. So I thank you this morning for a beautiful, beautiful recognition weekend for mothers, for all that they do. May they be blessed in Jesus' name. Yes, yes, yes. Mother's Day weekend. Tell you, it just leads us right up to what we do, and that is to talk about our mothers. Talk about our mothers. Mother's Day weekend. If you have your phone where your number starts showing, it's going to cut you off. So you have to show your number on the switchboard. Sorry about that. This morning I was going back. Now I won't be looking at it, so you won't get in. Just go ahead and be honest and put your number up because it's designed to for an honest conversation. So if you blank out your number, it will not allow you to listen in. Okay? All right. Thank you very much. Good morning again. I'm Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. I am your host here on Blog Talk Radio, where mothers and daughters are coming from around the world. Via the internet, Facebook, Twitter, all the social networks. So we are getting mothers and daughters that are listening, and I appreciate that. You know, I can't tell how you're listening all the time until I go back and check the records. And so there's so many people that are on the internet. Then we have people that call in. And today we're having an exciting show. We're going to do things just a little different that we normally do them on Saturday mornings. I usually come in with commentations, and then we go into things that get the audience to participate. I'm just looking at something here and do two things at one time. So here we go. Doing the switchboard, bear with me just one moment, please. Yes, I can get this out the way. All right, need two hands here to get things going. go. All right, this morning we are talking about a sensitive topic, I think, because a lot of times I have people say, you know what, I want to tell you about my mother. And then I have someone say, you know what, I don't even want to talk about my mother. You know, I don't have nothing to say. She was not a good mother, and I don't want to talk about her. Well, let me tell you this. Regardless of what you feel about your mother, you have to give her credit for one thing. She allowed you the opportunity to experience this world, may it be good, bad, or indifferent. She could not. She could have aborted you, but she made a choice to have you. And if you're not grateful for anything else, be grateful for that. Be grateful for the fact that she made a choice, and the choice was to have you, to raise you. Now, you don't know all the circumstances, and if you live on this earth long enough, you're going to find out, and especially when you have children of your own, you're going to find out that it's not easy being a mother. You know, we can criticize, and we can point the finger at people and say, well, you know, they should have done it better, they could, and all these things, and have all the excuses that we want. But think about it. As an adult, if you're an adult now and the things that you thought that your mother was not doing right or to meet your expectations, and think if you were a child, you didn't know anything. What was your expectation? What did you know? Didn't have a job? Wasn't bringing in any money? You had no stress except for peer pressure at school, and I'm not downplaying that because that was your level of participation at the time. But what I want you to understand today, if you don't do anything else today, is just look in your heart and let it go. Just stop it. Because it doesn't add anything to you except stress, and it takes away your health. The one thing that you cannot take away, you can't erase, you can't change, is the fact that that woman is your mother. And you don't know what she had to go through. Maybe you couldn't see it physically, but mentally, you don't know what she was going through. You don't know what she was putting up with. Behind the scenes, a good mother tried to shield things from her children because she don't want her children to see what she's going through. So half the time, a mother puts on a smile on her face and she can make it look like everything is okay when she's really dying on the inside. She's crying on the inside. So today, as I was thinking, what are we going to talk about today, Holy Spirit? And it came up, I want to tell the world about my mother. I want you to think and just dig deep in your heart and think of something that makes you smile when you think about your mother. Think of that one thing that was just absolutely fun, exciting. You saw your mother smiling. It was just like a moment to remember. Now, I know no matter how much you've gone through and how much we've shared with our mother, there is that moment. I know some people say, well, I can't remember when my mother hugged me. And that to me bothers my mind because I'm thinking, what do you mean you can't remember your mother hugging you? She hugged you at one time or the other, but there's something in our minds that blocks certain information once we decide on how we're going to accept this woman, our mother, in our life. So we can come up with all kinds of situations, but she hugged you if no more than hugged you when the doctor put you in her arms, because that's the very first thing they do, because they know that is the second bonding process. The first bonding process is conception. And then you carry that child for 9 months. So if you don't do anything else but think about that, she carried you for 9 months. She ate. She moved around. She talked. You were being carried. That in itself is love. Think of how many babies did not make it because the mother made the decision, I don't want to have a child. So when you stop and think about that, anything above that, you should be able to forgive. It carries no weight. It should not matter. So today what I want to do is that I want to open the line. And if you want to, I want you to click on one, and I want to hear something about your mother. This is your time to tell the world about your mother. And we're just going to do a free flow kind of a thing here. Let's just try this and see how it works. Good morning. Can you hear me? Good morning. This is 336-6145.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Praise God. My name is Frida Hunter, and I am calling just to say that my mother has always been very inspirational and encouraging. I have fond memories of my mother. When it came time for every year, it was no such thing as you have the summer and you do whatever you want. She always put me and my two brothers in summer camp, educational summer camps, and it wasn't just average summer camps. One year she wanted us to learn about maybe a different culture other than African American. So she enrolled us in a Jewish summer camp, and we learned about like their different traditions and the different breads that they made. I remember that. I remember my mom, when some of the ladies in the neighborhood, their work schedule sometimes didn't allow them to register their child for summer camp. My mother would be the one that would pile multiple children in her car and take them down with us to register for summer camp. So those are the memories that she was a person that really wasn't selfish. She was always thinking about other people. I remember a lot of the outreaches that she would do, going beyond the church and just being just a light in the community. And as I traveled with her as a young girl, I still see those character traits and attributes within myself. So those are one of the qualities that I would like to be able to just to share with the world that I remember about my mom. She went to be with the Lord July 12, 2012, but her spirit and fine memories are still with me.
All right.
Those
are beautiful traits, and I'm sure that you find yourself being that little helper as well.
Yes, absolutely. Doing volunteer work in a community, churches, outreaches, or not even just that, just like in your neighborhood, just if somebody needs a helping hand, just being able to be there or just being a listening ear. Sometimes it's not so much the doing part, but sometimes you can be active in helping a person just being able to just to hear. They might have some things that are going on the inside. They might just want someone to just to listen to them. So those are some of the things that are a blessing as well.
Right, right. You know, I tell people that it's not necessarily that you have to do the exact same thing, but you find yourself a helper is a helper, and God designed us differently. So we find ourselves, you know, maybe helping children in a different way, fixing them lunch or talking to them, you know, but it still comes to the same trait, is that you're giving something of yourself and expecting nothing back. But thank you for sharing this morning, and I thank you for that text this morning and that label, Mommy Mentor. I said,
That is so cute. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a blessed day.
Dr. Messi is a mentor. I mean, it's not so much the things that she says, but it's just her lifestyle that she exhibits. And when I talk to her, she doesn't know it, but when I talk to her, when I'm off the phone, it just gives me just a charge. Okay, I can be doing a little bit more because she's so passionate about what she does with mothers and daughters. She was a blessing to my mother and I when my mother was living. So I just consider you, as far as biologically, she's a young lady. She's not old enough. She's a spring chicken. She does, and she's jazzy. She reminds me a lot of my mother when I look at her, the way she carries herself and inside and outside. So she's my, I call her as of a half an hour ago, a mama mentor.
I think that's going to follow me around. That felt like something to me at the time. So thank you. I appreciate that. Have
thank
a
you.
Great weekend.
Thank you. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Good morning, 336. How are you this morning?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. This is my daughter, Angela. How you doing?
Yeah. I'm doing wonderful. I just wanted to say happy Mother's Day to every mother out there listening, and especially to you, my mother. You were talking about memories. Of course, we have lots of memories, and I thank God we're still able to make memories and have a lot of fun together, laughing and talking and just enjoying one another. That's a blessing because I know a lot of people don't have that their mother may be living, they may have a mother, but they don't have the relationship. So I thank God that we do. So just happy Mother's Day to you, and I love you.
Okay, well, you're not going to get by. You got to come up with a memory.
Oh, I just did.
What was the memory? The memory is now the present.
We have so many. I mean, you know, I mean, I can't think of one. Nothing in particular stands out. We always making memories and doing fun stuff, and so in particular, really stands out. That's not a bad thing. It's just that we got so much going on. It's hard to pick out just one. So I don't really know.
Well, I think one thing that we could probably share as a memory, and we'll tie it back to my mother, which your grandmother. And that was, you know, my mother called every morning before we got off to work and school to say good morning. And
right.
That was just that was her thing. She said, I cannot get up and get my day going not knowing if my daughter is up and moving around. She want to make sure I was breathing. That was her words. And I want to make sure that you're breathing and up and moving around, then I can start my day. And that was tradition in my family. And it's still tradition to the day. I mean, you know, in the morning time when you go into work, we're talking, you know, at 7 o'clock, 7:30 or whatever. We make sure that we know each other is breathing that day. It's just a habit.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's a memory that's going to go down through the generation. Now, you have two sons. And, you know, basically I talk to your sons. We're going to talk every other day or so. Text something. It's just a part of it. So when they get married, their wives going to have to realize that it's not that their mama boy and grandmama boys, they are actually a part of a tradition that is just to say good morning, hello,
mm-hmm.
I love you. And that's the part that I think that helped us maintain a healthy relationship. You know, even though if we disagree, we make sure we come right back to the table and make sure that it's not the night or really not even 2 hours go by. Sometimes we have a little disagreement on something. We say, okay, I say, okay, now, you know, we got to back away. We used to would try to actually argue it out. You remember? Everybody
mm-hmm.
tried to get what we try to, you know, but Mama, but Angie. And then, you know, as we grew as Christian women, I could see a major change
we stopped trying to defend our point of view. Now we just kind of like let it go and move on. Because, you know, we realize it's not even worth it. And then that's the spirit as we grow. So we do a lot of Bible studying together in the mornings. Our whole thing is about God and Bible studies in the morning when you're traveling and things of that nature. We don't just talk about gossip. We talk about the Lord and what he's done and praying for other people. So
right. That
I'm grateful for. We are growing together as mothers and daughters in Christ. And I tell the audience, and I mean this, my daughter teaches me about Christ. And so, you know, if I say something, she'll tell me, well, Mama, that's where, you know, in whatever chapter or verse, and I say, okay, well, I need to read that. Show it to me. So learn that as a mother, you don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to be perfect. I am not trying to be a perfect mother. I'm just trying to enjoy my daughter, somebody who I have, and I don't have but one child, and I'm sure enough I'm not going to let that one child get away from me and my grandchildren. And I care more for my grandkids. When I say that, I mean because they're young and generation, I got to really show them, and just grown. But I've got to show them how to be good fathers and how to love a young lady like they would love their mother and their grandmother. So therefore, you know, you have to put in that time. And so you have to overlook some things so just that you can get to your granddaughter. And what we try to do as grandparents is to do better than we did with our children. So you can make it up if you want to. So
right.
I think it's a good moment. And we do a lot of laughing. So
that's true.
A lot of laughing. So anyway, thank you for calling in. And happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
All right. Thank you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That was nice. I tell you, it's nothing like it. You get to spend some time and talk and laugh and just forget about whatever. Whatever it is, forget about it. It doesn't even matter. It's not going to increase you in any love or value to not talk to your daughter or speak to your daughter or, you know, hold on to a thought. It's not going to help you. Actually, it hurts you because when you're in those moments by yourself, you have to deal with those thoughts. So, you know, let's just try to do the best we can and love and go from there. I mean, you know, we not have the answers. We have to go to the Lord. Good morning, 347. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Bessie. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Evangelist. How you doing?
I'm okay. I just want to say happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. And I also going to piggyback off the person that was before me, not Angie, but just before her. She said that you are inspiration. You may not be old enough to be our mother, but you are inspiration, and we do look up to you, and we do look in how you handle things. And a lot of things that you did and a lot of things that you said, I took heed to it, and I'm doing the same thing. And I just want to give thanks to my mom. She died January 7th of 2007, but she's still here with me in spirit, and I talk to her on a daily basis.
Uh-huh.
Me and my mother, we had a good relationship. She was my backbone. I love her dearly. And what I could remember about her was from the time I think I was born to the time maybe I we live in the same building, the same household, the same building all my life. So it was like she made sure every morning that I was okay when I was younger, when I was living in her house. I was okay. I was on my way to school. I had breakfast. I had money. I had my homework. Whatever I had to do, with the same thing with my sister. She made sure that we had things. She made sure she wake us up. She made sure she helped us get dressed and everything. She even looked until she couldn't see us no more out the window. And after I had my daughter, she did the same thing. She helped me with my daughter. She helped put my daughter on the bus. She helped with my daughter coming home. So she was like that mother figure that you always look for. And I wanted to, you know, carry it on to the next generation. But unfortunately, you know, sometimes it doesn't happen that way. But when you say look back at something that your mother remember, my mother not only helped me, my daughter, off from school every day till she got sick and couldn't do it no more. She helped my other three sisters the same way. And this is what she did every morning to make sure that we was up, we was okay, and she helped the best way. It was making our breakfast, getting our stuff, anything that she could do for us. And back that day, I just took it for granted. But right now, I see that it was so much more. And you know, I wish I would have just said thank you. But she know my heart, and she know that I am thankful.
Oh yeah, and she knew you meant thankful then. You know, we often look back now and say, boy, I wish I'd have said thank you, Mother Moore, myself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't realize these things until they're gone. That's why I tell mothers and daughters now, get over it. Stop whatever's going on. Because once that person is gone, you beat yourself up for the rest of your life thinking it wasn't worth it. So, but when you look back at it, she was doing the very best that she knew how to do. And you have those same traits, you know, and you just keep putting them out there. And you have a beautiful daughter, beautiful granddaughter. And, you know, Satan is so busy, he tries to stop the family. But you just keep hanging in there. You are an evangelist. You are a woman of God. And you have all that it takes. You have a beautiful soul. And I'm not saying this on radio to pump you up. I'm telling you the truth. We're talking about an honest conversation. You are a beautiful soul. And Satan don't want you to do what God has asked you to do, and that is to preach his word. But you stay focused on that, and you put your children in God's hand, and God will bring them to you. You do what God has asked you to do, and he'll add the rest onto you. You believe that?
I believe it.
It will. You just keep evangelizing. You go out there,
mm-hmm.
and whatever he tells you to do, you do that. Don't focus on anything else but what God is telling you to do.
Yeah.
And you watch and see what happens. And I know every mother on this line today, it's in agreement with that, because nobody wants to be without their daughter.
No.
And you have a beautiful daughter, beautiful granddaughter. So you call them, you wish them happy Mother's Day, and just be encouraged and
mm-hmm.
keep looking at the Lord and keep doing what you do, but you do it well. Okay?
Thank you.
And I love you.
I love you.
I'm not a perfect mother. I hear y'all talking about me, and I thank you guys, you and Frieda and all the rest, and I really do. I get up on Saturday morning. I love it now. But in the beginning, I was fighting it because, you know, you're talking about every Saturday morning. Every Saturday morning, you know. And then you think about it, where are you going anyway? What you doing? Why not Saturday morning, you know? But it's the human side. Want to lay back, relax, you know, and that kind of a thing. But now I get up and I look at it and I thank God. I don't want to be saying at 80, well, I wish I had done it. No, I want to say thank you, God, for asking me to do it. And I'm going to get up on Saturday morning. And mostly I thank you guys for getting up on Saturday morning with me. You all don't have to do it, but you do. And I appreciate it. And happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love you, too.
All right. Good morning, good morning. This is very good. We're talking about I want to tell the world about my mother. We are talking about that time when you can just think of something about your mother and a smile come on your face. Good morning. This is 786.
Hello?
Good morning. Yes.
You hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning.
How you doing? My name is Henry Brown, and I just wanted to wish all the mothers in the world happy Mother's Day. And I was telling my son, I was telling my son's mother last night, which we were not together, but, you know, I was telling her, she asked me what was I going to give her for Mother's Day, and I told her that I'm just going to give her the same thing I gave my mother, all the love I could possibly give her, you know. And just listening at you women talk this morning about being a mother and mothers, it just make me think about my mother and everything that she went through to make this place a better place for me And I'm just so appreciative this morning, and I'm grateful that you told me about this radio station this morning, and I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so very much. When you texted me this morning, I was like, let me just tell him to listen in. You know, we have men that are listening in, but they don't really call in, and it's okay. Men can call in. We're not anti-men. We're talking about mothers and daughters. And we have a lot of them say, you know, we kind of sit back in the back and we listen, because what we want to do is learn how to really deal with our mothers and our daughters, how to relate to them and look at them from another perspective. So they look at it as an educational tool, which we are excited about because, you know, of course, you all are a key part of the creation. And with that, you know, the mother, her wisdom and her attitude and her energy helps form the personality of the child, may it be male or female. So I'm glad you're listening in, and I'm glad it's touching your heart. And the next time you hug your mother, you're going to hug her in a different way. The next time you hug the mother of your son, you're going to hug her in a different way because you're going to look at her differently. Am I correct?
The next time I hug a mother, I'm going to look at her different. It doesn't have to be mine or my grandmother.
Thank you. You just took it to a different level. Thank you very much for calling in. God bless you. And you have a great, great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. That's what I'm talking about. We have a father on the line this morning listening in and took the bold step and said, I'm going to call. Thank you very much. It's about mothers and daughters, and my daughter have two sons. So, of course, you know it's about sons as well and fathers. So we are here. You want to say something? We have people on the line. If you want to click one, we have a few minutes. You can click one and you can share your story about your mother. Now, Cynthia, my co-host, is one of her sons, adopted sons, got married this weekend. So she's out, I think, in Ohio. She just texted and said that she is getting ready to get on the plane. And I would say something about Cynthia's mother in the meantime while I wait to see if anybody else wants to talk. And Cynthia's mother, she and her mother had a different kind of relationship. She was, you know, given away at 18 months old. But a 40-year span went by. And when she came to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Center, my first words were, how is your relationship with your mother? And discovered that she had no relationship really with her mother. And I insist that, you know, you cannot work at the Mother and Daughter Bonding Network and not have a relationship with your mother. We have to have some communication. It doesn't have to be a perfect relationship, but you at least have to be communicating. You have to try. And she took the challenge and spent two beautiful years with her mother. No, she never went to the grocery store with her mother. She never went shopping with her mother. She never walked in the park with her mother. Those things she never got to do with her mother. But she did get to lay in the bed with her mother and watch Jerry Springer or some of the crazy shows on television and laugh. Not saying that it's a crazy show, don't get me wrong, but you know how Jerry is. It makes you laugh. Some things is just really too far out there. But they would sit there, and that was something she liked to watch. And Cynthia said, I would just lay there with her, and we'd laugh, and she told jokes. And she said, I never knew my mother was so funny. She was actually funny. And so she enjoyed going in there and just spending that time and holding a hand and talking and sharing and just asking the question, what happened, and got her mother's side of the story. And when she got her mother's side of the story, she discovered that her mother's side of the story was so different from the story that she was told all of her life, and she got the truth. She had an honest conversation with her mother. Sandra D. is another co-host, and Sandra's working this morning, you know, and she couldn't get on. So I'll tell you a little bit about her mother just because I want to appreciate them for getting up on Saturday morning for help me do what they do. And just because they're not here doesn't mean their hearts are not here. Sandra's mother passed when she was, I think, 18 years old, and she just got out of high school. And like she said, her mother was such a nurturing mother, held them very close, that she really didn't know how to live and was playing catch-up all of her life. You know, the family separated. She ended up in Florida, brother and sister someplace else, and the distance came, and she found herself basically trying to figure out how to live on her own. Sandra got married. Sandra has a beautiful son that's graduating this year, graduating with honors, and he's going to college to become an engineer. So she's getting into position now to be, you know, what you call the empty nest syndrome. We tease her, but she's very close to that son, and she makes sure that everything, she put him in the right school to make sure he ended up the right place, and, I mean, he's just an excellent young man. And I told her, I said, you won't know what to do once he enters college, because she's been such a motherly hen kind of a mother with that boy right up under her wings there. So she's going to find life, living a new life coming after August. So lift up in prayer. You know, sometimes when we have that one child, we go through something to let them go. Just as my daughter's oldest son is graduating, and he is going to college, been accepted to college, honor student, and doing well. And, you know, empty nest syndrome, even though she has another child. So for all the mothers out there that have children graduating and moving on, you know, just keep in mind, mothering doesn't stop when they graduate from high school. It continues for a lifetime. Even my daughter right now at her age, I still mother her, you know, and you will always be a mother until you leave here. And even when you get to heaven, you still, if it's right the way they say it, you'll still recognize that's your child, you know. So you're going to always be a mother. All right. Anyone else would like to comment on their mother? Click one, and we can hear what you have to say. We have, I think, our co-host Janice Pauldo is on the line. Janice, are you there? I don't want to tell your story if you're on the line. We have so many people on here that I want to make sure that everybody tell their own story. Here we go. Good morning. Did I put you on the spot, Janice?
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. How you doing?
I'm good. I just want to say happy Mother's Day to you, Dr. Fletcher.
Thank you.
And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are listening, godmothers, grandmothers, aunts, whatever role you play. And I just want to thank God. My mom died when me and my sister was very young. I was 9. I think Dorothy was 6. And my grandmother raised me, her and my aunt, and raised both of us, I'm sorry. And I just thank God for the impartation that they put in our lives. My grandmother had 21 children, and the best time was a favorite time for us was Christmas time. And till this day, Christmas is always a special time for me. Because she would cook pies and cakes, and we'd have food, and family would come from out of town, from all over. And even though at that time we didn't realize it, but it was just a time of fellowship. We didn't get a bunch of toys or and things like the youth today look at Christmas as being a I don't know. I won't even say the youth. I'll just say the world in general as materialistic. But hey, we got a couple of things, and it was just that time of family and laughing and telling stories and just being together. So I thank God for my aunt and my grandmother, who's gone on to be with both of them have gone on to be with the Lord. But I thank God for also for the people He allowed to come my way. Even down to my patients who are senior citizens who can always instill wisdom into you. I mean, sometimes we can look at mothering as people that we meet and we know in our church that can just give us advice on marriage, raising our children, just living life, depending on the Lord. So I thank God for the women that he allowed to come my way. You, my sister, my friends, I just thank God because all of them have played a special part. All of you have played a special part in my life to give me advice, to empower me, to bless me. And I just thank God for that.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, like I tell people that, you know, every woman has the ability to be a mother. And I know occasionally there's some things that people may say, well, health-wise, they can't. But God has a nurturing piece in every woman. We tend to, whether we have a child or not, there's something in us that wants to nurture. And sometimes I find that the husband sometimes take that nurturing thing that's in us as being bossy and controlling. And when you look at it, it's only because you're trying to nurture, you're trying to take care, and sometimes we don't know quite how to deliver that energy, and it come across as trying to control.
Right.
And but even at that, there are women out here, what I'm trying to do is connect back to what you just said, there are women out here that do mother us, and I have women that mother me. And they don't have to be older than us to mother us. You know what I'm saying?
That's
you know,
right.
People thinking it's age, but, you know, God will use a child to send you a message. And it hits your spirit, and all of a sudden a light go off in your head, and you accept that, and you all of a sudden receive some wisdom, and you make a change in your thoughts. And it could come from a child. And a lot of grandparents experience that. We learn so much from our grandchildren. You know, so with that being said, I thank God that you were born. I thank God I had an opportunity to meet you. And to me, it's just that it has made my life fulfilling. And to the world, you know, Janice and Dorothy are my sisters that because of my daughter and the insistence that she made to find you, and I kept saying, no, I don't want to do it now, I'll do it later, you know, out of respect for my father, and then she kept insisting, no, I have two sons, and I need you to find your sisters. We knew you were out there somewhere, and after 50-some years, I found the two of you, and that has made so much better for me, because since my mother was gone, now I'm able to have that honest conversation with you and Dorothy to find out, you know, things about my life that I didn't know, that I wondered about. And in a lot of ways, I look at that as mothering me, because a mother helps make you a better person. A mother's supposed to give you something that help you develop, to grow, to be stronger, to know more about the Lord. And you definitely have been definitely a prayer partner for me. And I just want to thank you and say Happy Mother's Day to you, as well as Evangelist Davis, you know, who is, you know, my cousin. This is a new family radio audience that has been like I've known them all my life. And so I thank God for the mothering that you all put into my life as well.
Thank you. God bless
you. God bless you too, and I love you.
I love you too.
All right, anybody else want to talk about their mothers? This is a time. I want to tell you about my mother. Anyone else? Okay. Well, let me just go in and tell you a little bit about my mother. My mother was the baby of seven children. Her name was Pearl. And, of course, as Pearl, she didn't like pearls. You know, if you wanted to really get her twisted, she, you know, you give her some pearls. She didn't, I don't know why. She said this thing about pearls. She didn't like pearls. And, of course, that was one of the things that we were the opposite on, because I love pearls. And even with the radio, I mean, the television show that we're doing now, that is the thing, pearls. You know, Sandra D said to me, she said, Dr. Fletcher, you know, you should specialize in pearls because you like pearls. And I said, well, yeah. And then they brought it in. I said, well, my mother name was Pearl. So now that kind of ties it back in, the mother and daughter
television show, Ask Dr. Bessie, ties it back into her, to my mother, through pearls. And so with that, I look back even with my mother, and I just thought I'd throw that in. I don't know why, but anyway. My mother was, she was the matriarch of the family, even though she was the youngest. It's amazing. There was Aunt Sarah, her older sister, and she was the matriarch. And once she passed away, the baton went to my mother. And all the brothers and sisters in between, no matter what happened in the family, they came to my mother to get advice or her opinion. Now, our house was a house like you see everybody coming to dinner. You know, everybody came to our house basically for dinner. If it's Sunday, my mother never cooked just enough. It was just me, my mother, and my father. But she cooked as if she had 10 children. We always cooked more than enough because we knew people were going to just drop in. And first thing they say, Pearl, what did you cook today? So that tells you what. She was a good cook. She really was. But she was an excellent baker. Her specialty was yeast rolls and cinnamon buns. Of course, she baked all the cakes and things of that nature, but those two things people love for her to make. And her wish for me and Angela was to be bakers. She knew I could cook, but she really wanted me to take on that baking role. Now, I'm just not a baker per se. I do have a couple specialties that I do that people love, like peach cobbler. I don't care where they want me to fix the peach cobbler. And so with that, I use that as my specialty. I'm not a big baker. She baked the cakes and things of that nature, but I love to cook. But what I found myself doing and taking out of that whole scenario was the fact that I always cook too much. Even though I'm here by myself now, I tend to cook too much. I've got more than enough. I can feed anywhere 5 to 6 people every time I cook. And people say to me, why do you cook so much? Why don't you just narrow it down? It's just a habit. It's just a habit. I'd hate to be eating and someone came by and said, you know, oh, I'm coming over and you're eating and you don't have enough to give somebody else. See, it's a mindset. That's why I tell mothers, whatever you do, your daughters will pick up on that. And I see that with my daughter. You know, she has 4 people in her home, cook too much, food are left over, sometimes throwing away food, which is not good, but it's just a mentality that we have to have more than enough just in case. My mother was, she was funny, but she was very controlling. You know, she wanted you to do what she wanted you to do, and she expected you to do that. And with me, if mother said something, then it was yes, ma'am. I did not question it. I just went on and I did what mother said. We laughed. We had the best times. She was afraid of lightning. I remember the time when I was little, we'd get under the bed, you know, hiding from lightning like it can't get us under the bed kind of a thing. But that was a joke as I grew up. I'd ask her, why did we get under the bed? She said, I don't know. When I was little, my mother, we used to all have to get quiet, sit in the corner, and we'd end up under the bed. So it was one of those things, there again, another little thing passed down. But my mother had a lot of sayings, and that's one of the things we do in the Mother-Daughter Bonding Magazine, and that is things your mother used to say. And a couple things that she said that always would stand out in my mind when I get into certain situations. And I was in a situation not too long ago, and I was with some people, and I said, well, you know, it's just like my mother said, whenever you have your hands in the lion's mouth, you want to move it real easy until you get it out. And they looked at me and they said, that's a good one. I said, yeah, because you think about it. If you move your hand too quick, you know, chop it right on off. You got to move without notice. And that's one of the things I've learned even in my business world. When I'm in business and I see situations, you know, you can't be quick to move. You got to move real easy. Another thing that she says that stands out is that they spell and want me to pronounce. Now, you say, what does that mean?
You know how people go around the bush saying things, but they want you, they act like they're not asking you the question, or they act like they're not trying to get the information. But in other words, they want you to start talking. They want you to tell them. So she say, they are spelling and want me to pronounce. So with my mother, we had the best of times. And the only time I can ever remember having a disagreement with my mother is when I was in my 40s and I told her I was divorcing my husband. And she disagreed. And I had to say, no, mother, I made that choice. And that made a very strong disagreement. We went through some times because she wanted me to stay and I didn't want to stay. And that's when I realized the reason that we really never had any major conflict in conversations is because whatever she said, I did. And I just decided, well, you know what, mother, I cannot do that at this time. I have to make this decision for me. Now, what my mother was looking at is that the fact that she thought, oh, my daughter, she has a business, she has a house, you know, everything looks like roses, and everything was good. I just made a decision what I wanted to do. But when she disagreed, she really tried to manipulate me by saying, oh, well, we're going to leave the house or land or whatever to Angela. And you know what I said? That's fine. Because I'm not expecting you to leave me anything. And whatever you leave Angie, if I need it, I will be able to use it because that's the relationship Angie and I have. And so she couldn't win with that. And really, when she realized I was serious, then we had to have the honest conversation. And I told her, I said, you know what, mother? It's because I never really said no to you. I never did. So when I go through talking to mothers and daughters today, young ladies, they say no at an early age. Sometimes they say that the wrong way, but you've got to have an honest conversation. You've got to put things out there and not just having someone say yes, yes, yes because you want to, because you'll never know their hearts. And it's going to come out somewhere at some time. But what I thank God about is the fact that she and I never stopped talking. She never stopped calling me. She still called me every morning. I still went home. I still clean. I still cook with like little Cinderella when I got there, because when I got home, it was like she was like, oh, wow, my baby's home, so she's going to take care of me. And, you know, sometimes I'm tired, but I did it anyway. And especially when she was sick, well, you know, of course, I didn't mind then. So it was just running home. It was between me and my daughter. And thank God Angela loved her grandmother so much that she was the daughter. She was the other daughter. And she took that role on as the other daughter and still does today, even with my father. So all I'm saying to you is that when I look back at my mother and I think about all that she's done, she would give up anything to make sure that I was successful. She wanted me to go beyond where she stopped as far as education. She wanted me to have the things that she felt she missed out on. And I kept telling her all along, mother, you can go back to school. Mother, you can do these things. But, you know, in her mind, she felt like, no, my time is up, so let me help you be the best that you can be. Unfortunately, my mother passed in 1997, and she saw me graduate from college. I'm the only person that's in my family that graduated from college, and I think only two of us graduated from high school out of all the grandchildren. And I accumulated, she died before, no, I got one master's, she saw that, but she died before I got the second master's, the PhD, or even became a minister. But I feel like I'm like Evangelist Davis, and I talk to my mother every day. We have conversations. My GPS is named Pearl. I said to her, Pearl, come on, let's go. We going so and so and so. I put her in the car. We drive. I drive from Florida to North Carolina knowing that she is there. So we are spiritual beings. And anything that you have going on with your mother that you have not settled, you can do that. It's a very easy process. Get your chair, put one chair in front of you. You write out what you want to say. Say it as if she's sitting there. Believe in your heart and soul that it's done. Move on. That's all you can do. But go back to that moment. Find that moment when you were laughing with your mother. Just find that moment. And if you say, well, you know, Dr. Fletcher, I can't think of that moment. Just think about it. Spend some time with yourself. Find the moments of joy in your relationship with your mother,
and in your relationship with your daughter. Live in that moment as often as you can. And what it will do, it will erase those negative feelings. It will replace it with joy. If you have to live in the same moment over and over and over again, that's how you erase a negative. You replace it with a positive, and you keep living in that. And all of a sudden, you'll forget all of the other that happened. So if you are into a relationship with your mother or daughter, and you got some hiccup that you just can't get past, go back to the moment when you all were laughing. Live in that moment. Feel that joy. Feel the spirit of love come up in your soul. Keep doing that over and over and over. Do it every day. And eventually, you'll realize what you're going through really doesn't matter, because you're recapturing that moment when you first look into your eyes. That's the moment that you fell in love with your daughter. That's the moment your mother fell in love with you. We love Jesus Christ. We've never seen him. Your mother loved you when she carried you in her belly. She never saw you. She knew you were there. She felt you. She assumed you was a child. And you say, how do you say that? Because you don't know until you know. But the moment you were born and she looked at you, she knew you were her daughter. She knew she loved you. That was the purest moment of all. So go back, recapture that moment when you first looked into her eyes, and change whatever your mind. Renew your mother and daughter relationship by going back in time. So I thank you. It has been an absolutely wonderful show. I want you to go out. Give everybody a hug. Hug your mothers and daughters. If your mother's not there, have a conversation and hug her in spirit. Let her know I do appreciate all that you've done. I want you to know I may not have known it at that time and not appreciate that, but I do appreciate all that you've done for helping me to become the woman that I am now. So have a great Mother's Day weekend. God bless you. I love you, and I thank you for participating today. Bye-bye.